Christians are fleeing Mali. Boko Haram attacks are a daily reality in Nigeria, and a ministry celebrates its golden jubilee in northeast India. Find out what's going on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Gunfire in Mali is raging like a high-stakes game of tag. The Muslim extremists controlling northern Mali pushed towards a government town on Tuesday. They backed off after the army fired warning shots. Then the army attacked rebels on Wednesday, but some of their soldiers were reportedly captured. Paul Esterbrooks with Open Doors says Christians in the north are facing hostility from rebels.
They literally warned Christians that if they didn't get out of the north part of Mali, they would kill them, and many Christians were killed.
Most Christians have fled south. The future is uncertain.
There is fear that this could become a terrorist stronghold if those in the north take over the entire country.
Open Doors World Watch list tracks countries with the worst persecution of Christians. When the 2013 list was released 3 days ago, Mali's rank surprised everybody.
Mali was not even on the World Watch list last year, and because of all the challenges there, has suddenly jumped to seventh place out of 50 countries.
Pray for Mali's persecuted church. Next, while past and present Nigerian presidents war over words, Christian Aid Mission reports a stark reality. The ministry, helped by Christian Aid, says Boko Haram attacks are occurring almost daily. In recent days, a grandmother and child were burned to death in their home. The ministry's trying to move to a safer location, but needs your help to get there. See what you can do on our website, pray for protection, and that believers would help raise the needed funding. This is Mission Network News. A Golden Jubilee is a celebration held to mark a 50th anniversary. Usually, the first thing that comes to mind is a long marriage. Well, the same could be applied to the recent Chiray Golden Jubilee celebration in northeast India. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says early last month, they marked what God has done among the Chiray tribe.
There were approximately 5,000 people who came together for the celebration at Dam Chira.
Who are the Chiray?
The Chiray people are absorbed heavily by the Bengali Hindus. As a result, there are a large group of them who have adopted the Hindu religion.
The call is clear. The Chiray are open to the gospel. However,
in order that to happen, we must work hard, send more missionaries among them, and help them as much as we can. We must do all we can to spread the good news of Jesus Christ among them.
Meanwhile, following the January 1, 2013 ban on U.S. adoptions in Russia, a team from the U.S. is on its way to Moscow to give them hope, love, and the gospel. SOAR International Ministries' Greg Mangione is leading the team.
We'll be spending about 8 days between at least 5 different cities and numerous orphanages around each of those cities, bringing the hope of the gospel and gifts filled with needed items, candies, toys, and such.
It's all part of SOAR's Stuff a Stocking campaign, where they were able to raise funding for about 1,800 stockings. Mangione says this kind of ministry doesn't happen without the local church.
One of our primary goals is to enable the local church and give credibility for them to be able to serve their people. And unfortunately, a lot of the perception that the local people have is that the church is something weird, they're a sect.
This helps change that. SOAR is now gearing up for their Easter basket ministry, which funding is needed for that too. And it's been just over a decade since 3 Southern Baptist hospital workers were shot and killed in Yemen. International Mission Board says one of the victims' passions is passing on to the next generation. A Muslim militant shot Bill Cohen and his 3 co-workers in 2002. Despite her husband's death, Marty Cohen kept serving diligently. Their 32-year legacy is living on and a grandchild who's considering the mission field. Pray discernment for her in this decision. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission's offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.